This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the anti-corruption group Global Witness, in 2014, Miramar's jade business was worth as much as $31 billion, almost half of the country's gross domestic product. The U.S. is home to about 22 million non-citizens, 7.5% of the population. About half that number are undocumented. For the first time, federal authorities are charging the former executives of Rochester Drug Cooperative with distributing drugs illegally by ignoring red flags and shipping OxyContin and fentanyl products to pharmacies they knew were distributing. The Boy Scouts have kept a perversion file since World War I. Janet Warren, a professor at the University of Virginia, reviewed 72 years' worth of documents from 1944 to 2016 and said that they contained the names of 7,819 perpetrators and 12,254 victims. Walgreens is moving the age for buying cigarettes up to 21. Some Houston schools are barring parents from entry by declaring their clothing inappropriate and issuing guidelines against short dressers, hair rollers, torn jeans, and other items for women, largely. Voter turnout of renters in 2016 was about 12 percentage points lower than that of homeowners, according to the Cooperative Congressional Election Study. But that year, they favored Hillary Clinton by 28 points. Homeowners preferred Donald J. Trump by 11 points. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, agreed to allow companies to use arbitration provisions to bar both class actions in court and class-wide arbitration proceedings and force workers and consumers to file one by one. For the first time, the Equal Rights Amendment made it out of committee in the Louisiana State Senate. President Trump is resisting all subpoenas for information from congressional committees on all subjects. Facebook expects to be fined between $3 and $5 billion in a record penalty by the Federal Trade Commission for privacy violations and ignoring its settlement decree of 2011. A Hong Kong court has sentenced democracy activists to prison terms of up to 16 months for their role in demonstrations over 79 days in 2014 that included occupation of major roads. A UN report finds that U.S. and Afghan forces killed more civilians so far in 2019 than the Taliban has. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.